Rex Liebers on air. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Random Constructive Writings, and joining me from Australia is the author, Corrine Phillips. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Well, it's great to talk with you. I understand it's winter there. I'm in the United States, and it's very warm here. Share with the listeners a little of your background and how this book got to be written.
Well, at first, the book is good, fun poetry. It's very positive, funny poetry. It's good fun. It's positive. And a lot of gigs I was going around to was negative and depressing poetry and sad poetry, you know, but I'm writing something positive and something good fun. So I thought it was pretty unique.
Well,
My poetry's pretty unique. No one writes like me.
It's good.
No one has the same sort of.
You have a distinctive sense of humor, I think, is the way I would describe it. You have 138 pages, and one of them that I saw was titled As I Drive My Car. I don't know if you recall that one specifically, but I found that humorous. Can you share that with the audience?
Yeah, it goes, As I Drive My Car, it's called As I Drive My Car Down the Road. I park it by a curb beside a load. As I visit my mum to have a drink when I leave her house, I start to think. Thinking, dreaming is sublime, but it all comes to an end when I see a parking fine.
Ah, that should bring a smile to your face. Absolutely wonderful. And you have carried this idea throughout the 138 pages, I'm presuming from what you've described to me. The poetry itself, how long did it take to write the poetry that's in your book, and is it something you've done all your life?
Oh, well, actually, the poems are from all poetry is the poems are from 1997.
1997. Were they all?
That was my first poem I wrote was 1997, and it was a tribute to Diana, Princess Diana.
Yes.
And I can recite that, actually, right now, if you want.
I think because of the general interest in the subject material, I think they would love to hear that. Go ahead and share that.
Okay. It goes, such a tragedy, such a shock, to know that our Queen of Hearts we now have lost. We watch the news, the newspapers, and all the rest to get the latest on Di's scandalous life. Oh, how we analyze those magazines and all your public affairs and ripped apart your life with no mercy to spare. The media wanted your picture so we could gloat over your past. They got it, but that was the last. Diana, the world loved you to death.
Nice tribute. Beautifully done. The book itself has some photos in it and has some, I don't know if you would call them sketches or just graphics of some type. Did you create the graphics?
Yes, graphics. They're just graphics on each chapter that I did.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And have you journaled all your life, or is this something that, as you said, 1997 specifically is when poetry started to come into your life, at least as a written form? Had you done stories and other things in the past besides just poetry?
No, actually, it was year eight. I can really attribute all my poetry talent to my year eight teacher, Mr. Barnes. He liked good literature, good Australian literature, good English literature, good British literature, all American, and he introduced me to good literature. He liked poetry too, and he got us to learn all of Clancy of the Overflow, which is a poem by Andrew Barton Patterson, Banjo Patterson, known as Banjo Patterson. And he got us to learn all of Clancy of the Overflow, just the first verse. But I loved it so much I learnt the whole lot.
Is that right?
And then there was another one called If by Rudyard Kipling. that I learnt the whole lot of that as well. And he was so impressed that he got me to recite Clancy of the Overflow and It at school assembly. So that was so I got up at school, so I recited in front of the whole school.
Wow.
Teachers and all.
Mm.
So that was an experience. I got some positive remarks from it.
You obviously have a brilliant mind to be able to remember things. I'm trying to remember just little incidences, and I'm involved a little bit in music, and remembering lyrics is something I have a very difficult time doing. I have to have a cheat sheet. I think it's the stress that prevents me from getting it right. That's why I'm doing what I do, because it's pretty straightforward and repetitive, and I can make mistakes and correct them. The poetry that you have shared in your book here, have you had an opportunity? You mentioned that you in school, shared some of your passion with poetry. Have you also shared your poetry that you've written in this book? Have you shared it in public settings at this point?
Yes, I have. A few years ago, about 10 or 8 or 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, something like that, I went around to poetry gigs all around Melbourne and recited my poems. And I got a comment. Each poetry gig, I recited a poem, and I got a comment from each poetry gig from people about my positive poetry.
Well, they must.
Are you there?
Oh yes, they must love you for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a commendation in its own right, and sharing this in written form in a book. What motivated you to decide that you wanted to collect all of this and have a positive impact? I know you mentioned that a little bit in the beginning of our interview. That was the motivation, I think. You wanted to do something positive. The whole book, is it all positive reflections?
Yeah, it's all positive. There isn't really any depressing moments in it. There's one in particular that's pretty popular, most popular of mine. I can recite it off by heart.
Oh,
it's called Laughter.
Yes, do that.
Okay, a cafe in Richmond. A pal and I share a coffee and have a great talk. Then suddenly everything was led astray by one peculiar thought. I wonder why God invented the fart and why he did it that way. Uncontrollable laughter possessed that night and left us with nothing to say. I've always wondered if Moses farted and Paul the Apostle too, or maybe the disciples couldn't resist and Jesus made it taboo. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But the rear end of a person is not a place to start, but it smells and brings a lot of attention. Maybe that's why God invented the fart.
Oh, that's charming. That's certainly charming for sure. you seem to be enjoying your life and enjoying writing poetry. Are you still continuing to do that on a regular basis? I have some people I've talked to that are, for example, musicians. They'll sit down every day and be disciplined into trying to write something, even if it doesn't happen, just to keep their pencil sharp, if I can use that term. Do you also try to write poetry on a regular basis? Or is it just when the inspiration strikes?
No, it's just when the inspiration strikes. So I haven't written probably I've only written about a couple of poems in the last about 2 years. Because I have to have the inspiration, and that only comes up every now and then. But when the inspiration comes, I can write a whole book of poems.
Wonderful.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But if I haven't got if I've got writer's block, I can't write anything.
Well, inspiration is kind of hard to come by sometimes, and I'm glad you have a positive outlook. I love the title of your book, again, Random Constructive Writings, and the word constructive certainly gives an indication of what's inside the covers. Have you had a desire to share additional writing projects in the future, or is this something that you just are kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with it?
Well, I'm waiting to see what happens with this book, my first book, and I've already paid for a second book to do with the publishing company, my professional publishing company. But that will be 75 pages, and I can do that whenever there's no expiry date on it, so I can start that project whenever I want.
Excellent.
So I might do it next year or the year after, something like that.
Beautiful. Well, this is a great first effort, if I can use that term. I know you have written other things. You mentioned that you have self-published a few things in the past, but nothing to this extent. And, of course, your desire is to get this worldwide distribution underway. The good thing about this, listeners, is that this book can be purchased from your local bookseller if you request it by name, Random Constructive Writings. And Corinne is spelled Corinne, last name Phillips, Phillips. Corinne, where else can they get copies of your book?
I have a website. It's www.corinnephillipsbook.com.
And
so it's www.corinnephillipsbook.com.
Excellent. And I'm the book distributors online that would distribute a book that is birthed in Australia. Is it Barnes & Noble and Amazon, just like we have all over in the United States, North America, or is it something else?
Yeah, that's right. It should be at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and I think it's on eBay as well.
Fabulous.
And it's on Booktopia. And most bookstores, most website bookstores that have a website, and and on my website, the best place to buy it is on my website. I have it in hardback format. I have it in soft cover format. I have it in ebook, and I have it in audio book.
Oh wow. You've got the whole, I was going to say the whole enchilada, which you may not know what an enchilada is. that's a term for a food item in the United States that has a lot of who knows what in it, and it's called an enchilada. But that's great. Congratulations on completing this. Listeners, if you go to Amazon, for example, there probably will be an excerpt from the book you can kind of thumb through a few pages and then pick up a copy there along with the other booksellers. And again, your local bookseller can find this for you and can order it in. Random Constructive Writings, Corinne Phillips. Corinne, thank you for sharing time with me this evening and this morning in Australia. It's a great pleasure to visit with you, and hopefully this will do well for you and we may get a chance to visit in the future. That would be great.
Okay, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, for Ex Libris.
Thank you. Thanks very much. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. For Ex Libris on Air, this is J. Douglas Barker.